Hi, welcome to James Miller Lifeology, where you learn to simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. My name is James Miller. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and a composer. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's get started. I wanted to take just a quick moment to thank you all who continually support and listen to James Miller Lifeology. I have been so blessed and honored by your continual support. I wanted to make sure that you don't miss out on anything exciting that's happening over here. So make sure you sign up for my free newsletter at jamesmillerlifeology.com. I have a great show for you today. I'm going to give you practical tools to be creative. I'm also going to be interviewing author Tracy Sue, who's going to encourage you and teach you how to write a book in a week. Yes, a week. For more information about Tracy, please visit booksmackdown.com. I have some exciting news. Did you know that I'm on the radio 3 times a week? You may hear me on the same station on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m., Fridays at 9:30 a.m., and Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. You may also hear me anytime on iHeartRadio as well as on all the other major podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and many others. Simply search for the show name, James Miller Lifeology. Many of you know me as a psychotherapist, but some of you don't yet know me as a composer. I currently have 2 albums which have been released. Think of both albums like books. Each composition is written like a chapter in a book. The first album, Consolation, explores a character's grief and loss. And just like a story, the character experiences heartache and eventually he finds healing and hope. The second album, Restoration, follows the same character. He has an internal awakening, and in this awakening, he recognizes all the things in his life which aren't healthy, and it helps him come to a place of restoration, being restored to something greater than before. You may purchase both albums on iTunes or any other digital music store, or simply listen to them on iHeartRadio. The names of the albums are Consolation and Restoration, and my stage name is James S. Miller. The name of the piece you're currently hearing is from the second album, Restoration, entitled Restoration. Your creative flow. We've all had those times when we get lost in our work, when we look at the time and think, oh my goodness, I can't believe so much time has passed. I know there's been times with me when I'm working and I look up and realize that it's dark outside and the only light on in my house is from my computer. I'm sure many of you can relate to that. You literally get lost in what it is you're doing and nothing else matters. That's an amazing, productive time. But the reality is that doesn't always happen. We have so many things in life that distract us. And I often think because of technology nowadays, there's more electronic stimuli than ever before. We always have everything at our fingertips to find out anything that's happening in the world, for better or for worse. One thing that's really important to remember is the setup time. There's nothing worse than having this creative streak and then having to set up whatever it is you need in order to accomplish that creativity. For me, if I'm going to compose or I'm going to work on a show or I'm going to do something specifically that's very creative, if the items that I need to do that have not been already prepared and set up in place, then I'm going to spend that time and energy putting things out, getting things in order for me to become creative. And then for whatever reason, if I can't find what I'm looking for or something isn't working, then I have to spend my time fixing it or putting things together. And then all that creative energy is now wasted. It's put towards something that it didn't really need to be put towards. So the biggest lesson here today is whatever it is you do that's creative, have your workstation already set up. If you're a writer, have your computer ready, have your notebook ready, have everything you need set up next to you. If you're a painter, easels, everything set up in front of you. So therefore, when you do have that creative streak, you can immediately go into that mode and be the most creative person you could be. That's a really practical tool to allow you to really maximize your time. Because when you think about it, the setup time can take longer than what you think. And when that happens, some of that creative energy goes towards something that really isn't as important as the actual outcome. Another thing to think of course, and Tracy, my guest, she's going to talk about this, is distractions. There's nothing worse than trying to be creative and all of a sudden your phone goes off or an alert goes off on your computer or something happens which distracts you, not only visually distracts you, but audibly distracts you and pulls you out of the focus that you have. So you want to make sure you turn everything off, tell the people that are around you to give you space and allow yourself to become immersed in what it is you're doing. Think about it. If you're learning a new language, they always say that the best way to learn a language is to be immersed in that culture, is to be immersed in that language. So therefore, that's all you speak. That's all you hear. It's the same type of thing when it comes to creativity. Immerse yourself in that zone. Immerse yourself in that quietude. Immerse yourself in that creative space, not only in your mind, but also in the studio that you have or in the room that you're at, or even at your desk. Immerse yourself in that and do not allow yourself to become distracted. Because as we know, it is so easy to be distracted. The more often you practice this, the more quickly you can get into that creative space and not allow your mind to drift, not allow external circumstances to distract you from the amazing creative energy that's inside of you. So as you hear this interview today with Tracy, it's really going to encourage you to accomplish all the dreams that you have. All those inspirational, creative projects that are in you will definitely come to the forefront. So this preparation tool is so important, so vital for you, because as soon as you have that creative streak, you can quickly implement it and execute it. I'm very, very excited for you, and I'm excited for myself to be able to try these new things that my guest is going to be talking about today. Stay encouraged, my friend. Those creative projects that you've always wanted to do are about to come forth. Did you know I have a YouTube channel? That's actually how Lifeology started. I have well over 155 episodes that I've created specifically for you. I do know that many people struggle with listening to a full 30-minute show. So these episodes are about 3 minutes long. Each episode will give you a practical tool or technique that you can practice daily to help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. Simply go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, or go to YouTube and search for my name, James Miller Lifeology. Tracy Sue, author of The Year of Yes and Soul vs. Ego Smackdown, and publisher at Sue Inc. Publishing, is teaching us how to write a book in 1 week. Her work has been featured in Forbes, Today, and New York Times Magazine. She has a specific writing process which will allow you to tap into your creative flow and get that book on paper. Welcome to my show, Tracy.
Thank you so much for having me, James. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, I am too. My listeners may not know this, but Tracy was one of my first guests before the show was on the radio. So what I'm going to do is, on the show notes, I'm actually going to put in that original, we were so young back then, that original episode. And we talked about whatever a man thinks, so shall he be. So it's a phenomenal interview. Tracy tells her personal life story, and it's just very, very inspirational. So Tracy, years later, thank you so much for being a guest on my show again today.
I'm so excited to reconnect, especially in this new forum. Congratulations on your big growth.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That's wonderful. Now, I cannot wait to talk about this. So writing a book in 1 week. So for me, I was telling you in the pre-call, I have like 6 books I've been working on. I'm like, oh, I'll get to it. I'll do this and I'll do that. So this is going to be a phenomenal interview, of not only for my listeners, but for me as well, to be like, James, get that book done.
Awesome.
So tell me, how did you even come about that? Because you've written so many books, you know, reading your intro and your bio, all those things, you've done so much and you did it so quickly. How did you even discover that there was this whole process of getting in this creative flow?
Well, you know, I've been a writer my entire life, and I started in newspaper journalism. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really write my own work then. I just would do newspaper journalism. And then over the years, as writing, as the profession has transformed, I found myself doing like hundreds of blogs on carpet cleaning and, oh, you know, writing web copy for processed chicken and trying to make it sound like a health food, right? So in order not to kill myself for having these, you know, jobs that could just be horrid drudgery. Mm-hmm. What I did was I focused on the craft of my work and creating a flow so that I could get it over with as soon as possible, right? Like if you're mm-hmm. writing 120 blogs on carpet cleaning, this is not something you want to drag out.
Exactly.
You want to just like go for it, right? So I had all of that experience. Plus, I was a stay-at-home mom with little kids mm-hmm. when I was really trying to, you know, break out into the internet realm with my own work. And that kid's waking up in 20 minutes. Yes. So you better get it on paper quick or else it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So those two things combined, now I find that it's not the craft is great for books. It's really important, but you don't have to have it to write a book, yeah. right? Because there are people you can hire who have craft, who have mastered their craft to make your work appear as if you are so much better than you are, because they bring your own ideas to life, right?
And it makes it more audible in a lot of ways as well. Sure.
Yes. And so, well, what you really have to do is just get into that creative state of flow where you're like, hey, I have X amount of time. I need to get this thing done. It needs to be about this topic, and then just let go. Let go and just let it come through you. And it's an incredibly sublime experience when it happens. Yeah. And I know you were telling me you're a composer.
Uh-huh.
So you reach the state of flow,
yes,
right?
Yes.
How does it feel for you?
It's phenomenal. You know, for me, it's a little backstory or a little bit of, I guess, behind the scenes production for the albums that I have. And people don't know this, but I usually write each composition within 5 minutes. And I don't say that with any arrogance at all, because I'm totally blown away afterwards. I'm like, what just happened? And so with it, you're right. I'm in the flow. I get it. But I can't wait to hear how we can translate this into all areas of our life as well, because there's, like I said, all the books I want to write, it's not happening. But to answer your question, when you get in that flow, it is literally mind-blowing afterwards.
Oh God. And it feels so pleasurable. Yes. So whenever people tell me I hate writing, I'm like, you're doing it wrong then, because this is like the most pleasurable, sublime, exquisite experience that any human can get to. And for your listeners, I want them to think about ways that they already get into flow. So most people know how to do this somewhere in some area of their life, whether they're painting or writing, or even web developers will tell me that when they're writing code, they get into flow, right? So somewhere in your life, you're reaching the state of flow. Mm. So the idea is to create the space and the time and the focus to allow your body and your brain and your soul to get into this state. And then you don't have to do all the work.
Yes.
Because like, you know, those compositions are written somewhere. They're just coming through you. That's why it takes 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
That's why I can write a book in 48 hours. Because I mean, when I wrote Soul versus Ego Smackdown, How to Say Yes to Your Soul and Tell Your Ego to Suck It, I had 48 hours.
Wow.
And they were only workday hours. It wasn't like I wrote for 48 continuous hours. So we'll break it down to like 16 hours of work, 2 workdays. And what I did was I was so busy at the time. And I was like, I just don't have time to get to this. And my soul was like, write this book, write this book, write this book. So I got out of my own life and I said, okay, here's 48 hours, write a book. And as it flowed through me, I would read things I didn't know on the page, because it wasn't mine. It's not, it was never mine, right? When you have a book in you, it's not yours. It's this creative genius that wants to be born and it just wants to use your experience, your insight, your mind, your body to come out so that it can be the light in the world.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. You know, it's so interesting, and just a little bit of from a psychological background, most people don't realize that everyone thinks, oh, I can multitask. So you're talking about getting into the flow, putting everything aside. There's actually less than 2% of people can truly multitask. And so we're all like, oh, I can do this. I sometimes think that I'm like, James, come on, you cannot multitask. So I'm loving hearing how focused you are in that, because all these distractions are literally distractions.
Think about your life, right? Oh, you're going to go to work and you're going to make your business go and you're going to deal with your kids and you're going to try to make your relationship with your significant other work and you're going to try to maintain a social life. And the whole entire time there's email and phone calls and texts binging at you from constant directions. And anytime you go anywhere, you're just inundated with all these messages about politics and news and media that you have to filter out. Yeah. Okay, sure. Write a book, you know, in the 20 minutes between when you wake up and into this world. I mean, that's an insane notion. It's not a failure on your part.
Yeah.
It's not a procrastination. It's not a you suck. It is simply you cannot reach a creative state that allows this to be an extraordinary experience for you as a writer when you're in your everyday life. It can't happen.
Have you found that there's certain times when you have this creative mentality? Like, I know, let me back up. I know for me, if I feel like it's time for me to compose something, if I find that I'm like, okay, well, I'll get to it later, that creative energy is not as powerful as it was in that moment when I thought it's time to write this. Have you found that there's a timing as well, that when you've experienced this rush of it's time to do this and you don't do it, that it's not as powerful as it could have been?
It can leave you even.
Yeah.
Like So Elizabeth Gilbert has the best analogy for what it's like when you're creating. So she talks about these ideas for books, for music, for songs. They're energies and they're not of you, but they're looking for a conduit, right? They're looking for a place, someone who is willing to make the time and the focus and go through the effort to bring it to life, right? So it's not even yours. So if you procrastinate long enough, it will leave and go find some other creative person to use as a conduit, right? Which is why you will see like, oh, I had this great idea for a book. And then you go to the bookstore and you're like, wait, somebody stole my idea. No, no, you gave up your idea because you didn't grab onto it and say, yes, I will do this for you. And I will allow myself to be a conduit for you, because the idea is, it's not yours. It doesn't belong to you, but you can have it if you choose to say yes to it. It's just offering an invitation. So yeah, you can delay your book until it's not your book anymore.
Yeah.
Or any other creativity. So you don't have to say yes to every single idea. I mean, sometimes you're like, hey, this is just not a good time for me. Like this last year, I've written 6 books in 3 years. And this year I was like, I'm not writing books because I need a break, right? So I like had to have a conversation with the creative geniuses in my soul saying, you know what, this year I'm going to sit it out, because the last 3 years, that's a lot of energy to flow through a person.
Yes.
So, and plus, you know, then you get into the launch. I mean, the whole thing, it's just, it can be exhausting if it's just constant. So yeah, you can say no. But if you do say no, it's going to go somewhere else. You're going to hear that song somewhere else. You're going to hear that composition. You're going to see that invention in the store, which is awesome, because it doesn't mean that you can't have another one.
Exactly. Now, I want to ask you, though, for the people who, let's say they are inundated with all these life situations, how do you think the self-esteem component comes in when people are like, oh, I should have written this, or I should have done that, or I should have done that? How do you think that affects people from being creative?
Well, it just blocks you completely, right? Like, you're just done. Now you've decided that because you didn't or haven't written that book, you're a procrastinator. You are a loser. You're not motivated enough. You're not a good enough writer. You know, you're failing. And none of these things are true. The only thing that's true is that you just have not created the focused space that you need to allow it to happen. And also with creative people, I find that they group all the stages of the creative process into one task. Right. And you and I both know that that is not what it is. Right.
No.
I mean, just for a book, and I'm sure you could break this down the same way for composing. But for a book, you have research, you have writing, you have editing, you have publishing, and you have marketing. Right. There's five things. So in 1 week, can you sit down and do all 5 things? No, of course
of
not.
Course not. Yeah.
Right. But can you sit down and do the first thing, like the first draft, just get it on paper? I believe that absolutely you can.
Yes.
I've done it. I have clients who have done it. And like, you don't even know what you're capable of when you focused for 1 week. Because think about the last time you focused on one thing for an entire week. It probably never happened.
I was like, I'm trying to think.
For 99% of us, it probably has never happened. It's not ADD. It's this world. It's where we're living. So you have to really make a conscious effort to take yourself out of your life, to be unavailable, to be in a place that's inspiring and it's not in your everyday world, right? So even for me, I'll drive 3 hours up the mountains and stay in an Expedia hotel just so I get away from my everyday life for long enough just to give me, okay, here's the thing that I'm doing. I'm going to write this book. And what, like, you're honoring that. You're honoring that call from your soul. You're saying, yes, this is important enough to me that I'm going to turn off my phone. I'm going to tell the kids to, you know, go stay somewhere else, or grandma come visit them or whatever. I'm going to tell my job that I'm not available, and I'm going to go and serve this light and be this light and experience the sublime pleasure that comes from that.
You know, it's interesting, and my listeners haven't seen this, of course, but, and I'm actually going to put it in the show notes. If you go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and see this interview with Tracy, you will see this picture. So she had a picture in the media kit she sent me that shows this halo around her face of how you just got done writing this book incredibly quickly. And all of a sudden there was this glow around you that at first when I saw it, I'm like, oh, just like, you know, he said, like, looks like you have 2 tones in your hair, but it wasn't. It was just that halo of just, I guess just like you said, sublime joy, just this peace, this radiance about you.
Yes. And I mean, I was as shocked to see it as anyone. Cause I had like run out of the bedroom having just, you know, written the end, you know, like, this is the last of this book. And they're like, hurry, we're all waiting. And I go out there. And when I saw the picture afterwards, I was like, there is a halo. And it's like amazing. It's like a Mary halo, right? Like that's what it reminded me of.
It is.
Like where they always picture Mary with like this halo around her of light. And that's what it felt like too. Like I cannot tell you how high my vibration was after that.
I'm sure.
It was so high that it was a little bit disconcerting because I was like, I have no idea what to do now, right? Like, I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know how to get back into my body. Like, it was, and it lasted for a long time, that high. Like, it just lasted for a really long time because I knew that it didn't come from me, right? Yeah. I knew that it was God energy, creative energy, whatever you want to believe about that energy. Came through me that was of the light. And I just said yes to it. I just said, okay, I will. And I did. And it felt phenomenal. And I've done that since. And I mean, honestly, anyone who says I hate writing, you're not doing it the right way. Right.
Yes.
It is
yes.
not torture. It's exquisite.
What a beautiful reframe on this, because I think so many people do feel that way, like, oh, this is an arduous task, or this is overwhelming, or I don't know what to do, or this is never going to get done. And coming and literally switching the perspective of saying, this is joy. This is perfect for me. This is powerful for me. When you switch your mindset, obviously you're going to have that creative energy.
Yeah.
So I think this is a really good flip of the coin for many people to be like, well, why am I not enjoying this? If I'm not enjoying it, like you said, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. If you're not enjoying it, don't do it. You don't have to do it. Nobody's going to make you write a book.
Yeah.
It's 100% voluntary.
Exactly. Well, I think it goes back to people sometimes do it for the wrong reason then. You know, if you're doing this in the sense of, oh, I'm going to be an author, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if it's not working in a way that, like you said, you find that joy, then perhaps your motivation for doing it may not be in balance and harmony with who you are.
Maybe. I mean, I definitely work with people who do it just for their businesses. Hey, this book is going to illustrate who I am as a business owner, and it can be one of the best business growth marketing tool investments that you can do. But if you're not having a good time, that's going to come through on paper, right? That's going to come through to your readers. So I'm not saying you shouldn't be motivated to do a marketing thing. Like, I've done some beautiful, very heart-centered work for people who are in Airbnb and, real estate industries. But if they can tap into their passion for why they're doing their business and then enjoy the flow of sharing all of this information that they've accumulated and that they want people to know about so that they make better choices or have better experiences, they get into that mindset and it actually becomes extremely pleasant to actually share that and to write it. And if you can get that into a space where you just get that on paper, it doesn't have to be good writing, whatever that is. It doesn't have to be perfectly
executed.
Yeah. I mean, no author ever, especially a professional one, is going to print their first draft on paper and sell it.
Yeah.
Never. Oh my gosh, yeah. That is never going to happen because professional writers and professional authors understand the value of editing and understand the value of having outside people come in and help us, right? We do. I don't edit my own work.
Yeah, it definitely is a process. That's for sure.
Yeah. And so you just have to do that one process. Get out of your life and put it on paper.
God, this is great. This is very, very encouraging for me. And you know, Tracy, what I love about you so much is your energy. You're such a positive person. When I think about when I first met you to now, you can hear how that just permeates your life. You have such an exciting mentality of how life, and you allow God, the universe, whatever, to really flow through you, to be this conduit, to be this person, to really inspire the people around you. So I'm very blessed to have you on my show and to hear this, your process of how you do that, how you inspire people and really help them accomplish their goals in a very, very quick way.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Now you're doing this phenomenal retreat that is going to be in Mexico.
Yes.
Now, so what are the dates? Tell us a little bit about it, because I want my listeners to find more information about it. Yeah, go ahead.
If you're feeling like, yes, I want to do this, but where am I going to go for, a week, and how am I going to do that? What I'm doing is I'm providing the space and the focus and the inspiration for people for 7 days in Acomal, Mexico. It's in the Yucatan jungle. It's just like 10 minutes away from Turtle Bay in Acomal, which is where the turtles mate and lay their young. So that's really, really cool. And it's
that
just
is cool.
The most beautiful place on the planet that I know of. February 22nd through the 28th, because that's when the world has slowed down to about as slow as it's going to get, right? And you're tired because it's dark and you're freaking cold and you just need some vitamin D in a new place, yes. Right? Just like, I mean, every February I'm like, I hate this month. Even if it's only 28 days long, I've got to get out of here. So February 22nd through 28th, it's going to be 7 days. We have a sanctuary, a riding sanctuary with two master healers on site. Mm. There are certain practices that can get you into flow in a much easier way to help your brain and your body turn off. We'll have morning yoga every day.
Oh, I love it.
We'll have evening meditation every day. You'll come into this space and you'll write, and everyone around you will be writing. So if you can imagine that God energy coming through me and then multiply that by 12, which is how many people we're taking, 12 people in the same space that are like, yes, to creative energy.
Wow.
That
is mind-blowing.
Really powerful. And I mean, just getting into a new environment where you're like, oh my gosh, there are monkeys swinging in the trees right there. How is that not inspiring?
Yes.
Like, how could your body and mind not be like, oh, okay, like this isn't driving those kids to school, you know?
And, I love it. This is great.
And we'll have master healers on site. So our host, Laura, is she'll do crystal chakra clearings and tarot readings. We have an intuitive massage therapist on site as well. And they're offering their services for $80 for 90 minutes instead of their regular $150. And the reason that's so important is because, yeah, you might show up and then just get so scared you want to pee your pants. That's okay, right?
That's okay.
Yes. Sure. All right. So, you know, let's give you an intuitive massage and help you get rid of some of that fear, right? And
yes.
help you go, oh, okay, this is just for me, right? And this is the thing that I repeat to myself over and over when I'm writing my first draft of anything. This is just for me. Right. This is for me.
That.
This is the gift
the
for
off.
Me.
Yes,
and
yes.
No one has to see this ever, but it's for me and it feels good to me. So we've got all of these situations where we can turn your flow to the open dial instead of the closed dial. And then if you hit a brick wall or something, we've got ways to take the brick wall down and make it feel inspiring and fun.
I love it.
In the evenings, we're going to take a bus, a passenger van. I'm going to rent a passenger van. And we're going to go into the surrounding area, because inspiration does not happen just sitting in one place, right? Rest and play are huge pieces to how to allow that to flow. So we'll go into Playa del Carmen for a night and have dinner and do the culture tourist thing. We'll go into Acomal and swim with the turtles. We'll go into Tulum, which is like super
Tulum's
sacred
amazing,
space.
Yeah.
So we're going to get some rest. We're going to get some play and we're going to work and we're going to just open to the flow, and the work should be the most pleasurable thing that's ever happened to you.
Oh, this is so exciting. So my listeners definitely want you to check this out. So Tracy, if my listeners would like to find out more information about you, about your books, about this amazing retreat, where would they find this information online?
So booksmackdown.com. Smackdown is my word for getting things done. Like get it done. No more excuses. Just smack it down. That's what we're going to do in a sanctuary. So it's booksmackdown.com.
Wonderful. So I will then link all this on the show notes as well. And on all my social media as well will be links to Booksmackdown. Tracy, once again, thank you so much for returning and being a guest on my show. It's an absolute pleasure getting to talk with you again.
Thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it.
I also want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in today. Please subscribe to this radio show through whichever portal you joined with us today, or please go to my website where you may sign up for my free newsletter, watch my YouTube episodes, read the articles I've written specifically for you, or you may enroll in the Lifeology Academy where you can take self-directed courses which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. If you'd like to personally work with me, be a guest on, or advertise in this show, simply visit jamesmillerlifeology.com. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms under the name James Miller Lifeology, except for Twitter, which is James M. Lifeology. Once again, thank you so much for your support, and I'll talk to you soon.